Declan, as we look forward to the weekend, Kevin McHugh, I suppose team selection at the moment proving to be a little bit of an issue. There's a lot of players who are out through injuries. There's been suspensions. Last week, Mikey Place was away getting married. Now, David Cawley, vastly experienced player, for family reasons, unable to give the commitment. He's going to leave Harps, is stepping away. So that's a blow, because Harps, in terms of that sort of experience down the spine of the team, a little bit light in that regard.
Yeah, I think they are. Listen, I suppose it's all about, you know, the young lads have been given the opportunities, but, you know, in order for them to excel and get the best out of them, you do need to have experienced players around them to bring them on and, you know, to show them the ropes pretty much. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, Dave Cawley has been around there for a long, long time. Obviously spent a long time in Sligo and has been a very good pro as well. So disappointing to see him leaving, obviously. You're guessing that he lives in Ballinasloe, so commuting up and down for training is probably very difficult, you know, and trying to look after yourself and keep yourself in good professional shape can be difficult if you're travelling a lot as well, you know. And he recently got married too, I think. So, yeah, so listen, it's a loss, obviously, to Harps. But listen, I suppose, you know, it gives an opportunity to Kevin look at other players. And then I know there's a few players in at the moment as well training with the first team. So I get an idea that he's probably looking at players in for July. And opening probably when the transfer window opens up to bring other players in with even more experience, similar to David. So that's an opportunity lost, obviously, regards to his experience, but it gives somebody else an opportunity to step into the pit. But you mentioned that their squad is stretched at the minute, and that, you know, that doesn't blend well for getting positive results. In order to get positive results and getting 3 points, you do need your best players available at all times, and the squad is quite thin. Even at the start of the season, the squad will be quite thin, so it'll be important to get all the fit players back playing and get the best out of all the players that are available. So listen, and obviously a draw last weekend away to Longford, probably not a bad result. If you're the full team, you might go and get 3 points. So it's important to get 3 points to the weekend.
Yeah, and we hear a lot about, you know, the geographical disadvantages that Harps have, but maybe one plus, Kevin might be able to pick a player or two up perhaps from the Irish League. So time will tell in that regard. Just looking at the table, UCD have had a tricky enough season. They're the visitors to Finn Park this weekend, Declan, and they now have gone above Harps in the table. We didn't expect them to struggle, but they seem to be beginning to get a little bit of form there again. And Harps UCD games down through the years, they generally are very tight affairs.
Yeah, listen, you're right. I mean, UCD, you look at the players they have, they haven't lost too many players. And normally, you know, normally they would lose 3 or 4 when players are coming near the end and they maybe have finished their education and they move on to different clubs. But that hasn't happened too much this season. Disappointingly, I don't know what the story is in regards to, you know, why they haven't performed. They have good players and done really well the last couple of years, obviously, as well, you know. So, yeah, listen, still, it's a big scalp of them going to 3 points against them. I was obviously down at the UCD game last year, and UCD were very comfortable, I thought, throughout the whole game away in Finn Park. And, you know, they play the game the way you want to play it. The players are very comfortable on the ball. They're very quick in the transition. You know, the players can hurt you given the time. But, you know, their form hasn't been good, and they'll be looking, obviously, to come down and get 3 points. But it's Harps at home, so you're expecting, you know, a good performance. And all that supporters want is them to go out and give it everything they possibly can and have a really good attitude and a work attitude to you know, get the ball down and pass it and you know, excite the crowd. And you know, if they can perform to a high level, there's no doubt they're good enough to go and get 3 points against UCD as well.
Yeah, I know the UCD have only scored 10 goals in 15 games, so that really is their problem, putting the ball into the back of the net. For Kevin, there's been a niggling injury there for Darren McGuinness. Grady Lombardo going off injured last week, his first choice strike force. He'll be hoping the two of them are back as soon as possible because they really do need them.
Yeah, they do. You know, I mean, scoring goals, Harps struggle a wee bit scoring goals sometimes, you know. So, and McGuinness was kind of finding form as well, and he's scoring goals. And you could see in the last while, obviously picked up an injury, and he's been stopping and starting a wee bit. He hasn't started the game coming on, you know. So that tells you that he's not 100% fit. And, you know, when you're stretched a wee bit with players and, you know, you're under a bit of pressure, as a manager, you've a reluctancy to push him in a wee bit earlier, you know, than he probably needs it, and he probably needs a bit more rest on it. But, you know, I suppose you're trying to fight it off as much as possible, trying to get your best players in the pitch, and you're hopeful that he might be available, you know, or one or two of them might be available from injury. So listen, as I said earlier, the squad is quite thin and you want the best players available. So yes, McGuinness falls into that, and Lombardo as well, you know. So he's finding his feet a wee bit, you know, really good athletic player as well. And it takes time for players to come into the club and to find their way and, you know, to get, you know, so, and they're only new to the league as well, which, you know, takes a wee bit of time from that, as well as adapting to a new club and new players. So it takes time, and they've performed reasonably well until they get injured. So it'll be important that they get them back fit and playing in the first team as quickly as possible.
We're approaching the halfway stage of the First Division campaign. Harps lie seventh. They're on 14 points. Just below them, Kerry and Longford also on 14, and then Athlone on 13. At the top end of the table, Declan, we've Dundalk on 35. No surprise there on top. And then Bray, 31. Yeah. Cove, 29. It looks maybe for the first time really this season that the top three may sort of break away, and then it'll be left to the battle for fourth and fifth and those two playoff spots, and that's where Harps will be aiming.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's what your goal will be, you know. I mean, obviously, you just want to catch the team in front of you. That's the first thing you need to do, and you need one game to do that. So you need to hopefully get two or three ones on the bounce. That throws you up the table very, very quickly. You know, so that's what you're looking for. Yeah, I mean, I suppose you look at the top three teams, especially Cove and Dundalk, probably the biggest budgets in the league, and you're expecting Dundalk to be up there near the top of the table, similar to Cork last year. Obviously, Cove, we know that they imported pretty much, you'd say, all the half of the Cork team that got promoted last year. So they were 7 or 8 of those signed, and they spent a lot of money as well. And Bray probably has been a wee bit of a funny one, because, you know, when we played them in Fan Park, and we comfortably beat them on the night, 5-0, I think it was, you know, you didn't think that they would go on a run after that, and they actually have, and they scored a lot of goals as well. So they've had form after that defeat in Fan Park, and they've done really well to be up there pushing, you know. So it'll be interesting to see how they pan out, but they've been going very, very well. But I agree with you, you know, it's there, the rest of the teams are going to be fighting off to try to get into playoff spots, you know, and that's, I suppose that'll be Kevin's aim now, be try to sneak into that position, you know, and get into the playoffs, which would be a really, really bonus for Harps and the supporters.
Yeah, so Harps really hoping to win this weekend. They've just managed 3 wins in 14 outings, so it would be a boost. So Harps and UCD at Finn Park. Elsewhere, it's Bray against Wexford, Treaty meet Longford, Dundalk at home to Kerry, and Athlone against Cove Ramblers. As we look at the Premier Division, Declan, and, you know, starting off, there were games on Monday night, and Shamrock Rovers, a little bit of a statement, perhaps. 4-0 victors over St. Patrick's Athletic. And for the first time this season, a few weeks ago, I think there was 3 points between the top 7, but there's a little bit of a stretch in the table now.
Yeah, Shamrock Rovers had a wee bit of form, and normally they don't had form until later on in the year, you know, but they've struck early, and that's a big, big blow, obviously. I was expecting St. Pat's to be up there, obviously, at the end of the season. I thought they were the team to beat with the players that they recruited and top end of the pitch, and they were really a good, strong squad. I suppose Shamrock Rovers have the best players available. I think that's what we safely say, that, you know, you've Jack Byrne coming back in there, and, you know, your players, Graham Bourke, you know, he scored 2 last night as well, and, you know, your players, Aaron Green, scoring goals as well, so they have got real players that can hurt you and score you goals, and that's a big result for them against St. Pat's. You were thinking those two teams would be out fighting it out and to get a convincing 4-0 victory. St. Pat's have scored a lot of goals, but they conceded a lot of goals, which would be disappointing for Stephen Kenny, you know, and their coaching team. They'll not be happy with that. But yeah, listen, it's very exciting. A lot of teams up there. You know, Alan Reynolds was under a bit of pressure there about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and you know, they're calling for his head, and suddenly he gets a run of results, back-to-back results, 4 or 5 results, and that pushes him up close to the second spot and the table up until the games last night. So yeah, listen, it's one of those ones that you just don't know, you know, and you know it's everybody's beating each other. You don't know from one match to the next who's going to win, who's not going to win. You know, home form obviously has got a big thing to say, you know, so even the teams down the bottom are beating the teams up the top, so it's one of those seasons, just you don't know what's going to happen. But yeah, I mean, the looks very favourable to Shamrock Rovers at this point in time. They have the quality of players. If they can keep them fit and well, I think they'll be up there for sure. And obviously Derry are pushing hard as well, and you have Bowes pushing hard, and Pat's up there, so a lot of teams, you know, doing really, really well. It's an exciting league for sure. And again, you don't know what you're going to get in Drogheda, a team that we never thought would be up there. We thought to be out fighting relegation, but they've really kicked on after they won the FA Cup last year, you know. So, you know, and Kevin Doherty's done a marvellous job with them, obviously. So, yeah, so it's very, very interesting. And obviously, this night they got a draw against Shelburne. And, you know, Shelburne, who were the champions last year, haven't really had form this year. They've got a lot of draws and performances haven't been good, you know. So it's interesting to see how Duffer can change those and kind of try getting 3 points and turning the draws into ones.
Yeah, it's a fascinating league at the moment. And Shamrock Rovers, the visitors to the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium this weekend. Derry City had a bit of a patchy start, but they're now second on goal difference ahead of Bohemians, 5 points behind Shamrock Rovers. So it's, I don't want to say it's a proverbial six-pointer at this stage of the season, but if Derry win, they're 2 points off the top. If they lose, well, Shamrock Rovers then have an 8-point advantage, and that would be quite a significant margin at this stage.
Yeah, I think so. I really do. Shamrock Rovers have went to Ryan McBride Stadium and have got good positive results in the last couple of years as well. So they'll not be feared about going up and playing Derry. Derry probably not scoring as many goals as they have previously. Their football hasn't been, as for me, attacking as they were last year and the year before. But what they have done is they've been very difficult to play against and not conceded too many goals, you know. And when they get a 1-0 victory or one score first, they're a good chance to keep a clean sheet as well. So they've defensively been very, very strong, and that's been probably been the area that they've concentrated the most. And but they do have players that'll hurt you and give them the chances as well. So, you know, and we knew that probably with the amount of players that Derry brought in at the start of the season, it was going to take them time to bed them all in. It was going to take them time for them to gel. And, you know, to be fair, they've done that, and they've done really well in the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks now. Is can they keep that going and stay up, you know, with the Shamrock Rovers of the Premier League? But also on top of that is, you know, they're going to have to throw out a statement next on Friday night and see can they go and get 3 points, and that would be a massive, massive result for them. And it's, you know, it'll just send a wee marker to the rest of the clubs that they're up there and they will be fighting the whole way to the very end, and that'll be positive for the league.
So just to recap the Premier Division fixtures for this weekend: Derry against Shamrock Rovers, Drogheda United against Bohemians, Galway at home to Cork City, it's Shelburne meeting Sligo Rovers, and St Patrick's Athletic against Waterford. Just before we let you go, Declan, the bottom two, Sligo and Cork, both on 12 points, 8 adrift of Galway. Is it too early to say that it is just a two-team battle to avoid the drop?
Yeah, listen, it's an interesting one, obviously. You know, we've seen Keith Long losing his job, obviously, down in Waterford. You know, we've seen Tim Clancy stepping away from Cork City, and, you know, both them have two new managers in place. And you know, so, yeah, listen, it's hard to know. You have two teams, Cork. I thought it would be, for me, the start of the season would be probably Waterford, Cork City, Sligo Rovers, and Drogheda. That's what I was thinking. It's the four teams. Drogheda are well up out of that. Galway started very well and have dropped points in the last while, even though they're narrow victories. But Sligo got a big 1-0 victory against Sligo Rovers to stay level with Cork City. So for me at the moment, obviously, as those two teams are under pressure and they'll be fighting it out. And, you know, probably a big part of that will be what players they can recruit in July in the transfer window, and how much money they have to go and spend, because it will come down to budgets at the end of the day. And, you know, who can bring in the best quality players that can have the biggest impact in July for me, and that's the way it'll be probably, you know. But listen, you never know. Those two teams could go on a run of results, because, you know, there's not much between all the teams in the league. It's very, very competitive, as we said earlier. So, you know, if you do what Alan Reynolds done in Bowes and won 4 or 5 on the bounce, get your way out of trouble. So, you know, and that's probably the one thing that hasn't happened. Both teams are, Cork City and Sligo Rovers, are very guilty of giving away bad goals. And that's been their Achilles heel. And, you know, so as managers going in there, you would think that that's one of the areas you want to tighten up on. Galway draw points in the last while, but they don't concede money. They know they don't score a massive amount of goals neither, but they don't concede money. So as a result of that, I think they'll be okay and out of trouble towards the end of the season. They won't get enough ones and get them out of trouble. So it probably will be, I think Waterford will be probably pulled into it at some stage as well if Cork and Sligo Rovers can get a few ones as well. So a lot to play for. Very open in the top and extremely open in the bottom, I think, because you just don't know from one match to next who's going to win, who's not going to win. So it's a very interesting league. And what I will say is the quality in the league has been very good this year, you know. So